local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we say hello and a happy Friday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, spending the next 3 hours of our day keeping you up to date on everything happening in your world on December 15th, 2023. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Traffic line is always open, and we certainly appreciate you keeping us up to date and being our eyes out on the roadways. It's 850-262-6111. The traffic line open as well, 850-437-1620. Starting us off here with our top three stories today, we start in Israel. The U.S. wants to see results on Israel's intent to avoid civilian deaths in the Gaza Strip. President Biden yesterday.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives, not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
Two U.S. officials say the Biden administration had informed the Israeli government that it wants it to end the large-scale ground campaign in the region. Earlier this week, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the war will continue until victory is reached. Not good news, though, in that effort to keep civilians safe, as Israeli forces are apologizing today for mistakenly killing three hostages held by Hamas. IDF troops opened fire on the hostages during a battle in northern Gaza today after accidentally deeming them to be a threat. After examining the bodies, the IDF confirmed individuals were in fact hostages. Officials stressed this is an area where soldiers have encountered many terrorists and suicide bombers. And here in the States, the Senate delaying its holiday break to work on an immigration deal. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced yesterday that the Senate will be back in session on Monday and that negotiators from both parties and the White House will be working through the weekend. Senate Republicans say an immigration deal is crucial before they can vote on U.S. aid to Israel and Ukraine. That's a look at our top three stories today on this Friday. We say hello to Austin for the first time this afternoon. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself?
Oh, very good. Happy Friday to you.
Right back at you.
Yeah, looking forward to the weekend, of course. More Christmas movies, probably some Christmas shopping, Christmas movies, music, all of the above.
All the jolliness this weekend.
Right. Yes. That's right. Very busy weekend for me last weekend, so hoping to not do nearly as much this weekend here. Go ahead and start us off here on the roads and weather. Anything exciting out there right now?
Actually, yes, there is. But first, I'd like to say that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. So yes, unfortunately, as we get started here, there's actually a lot of big hitters in Pensacola and the surrounding areas today. If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road, it is heavily congested at this moment. If you are traveling towards West 9 Mile Road, perhaps you just got off of I-10. Traveling northbound there, if you are in that area, please be aware of that. Also, North Davis Highway giving us issues in a couple of spots. If you're traveling northbound near Creighton Road, perhaps trying to head towards I-10 eastbound, we've got some issues there as well. And a little bit south of there, if you're traveling southbound towards Airport Boulevard, that's going to give you trouble also. If you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, we've got some backups there already here this evening. And if you're traveling westbound on East Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street, that's going to give you some trouble as well. Moving over to Santa Rosa County, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've got the usual backups there.
All right. Thank you very much, meteorologist Alan Strum with the weekend forecast.
Clouds are moving back in the skies tonight. Overnight lows will be in the 50s. We've got a good chance for rain on Saturday. Look for showers and maybe a thunderstorm. That's going to be mainly during the afternoon hours right on into Saturday night. So off and on rain is expected. High of about 60 on Saturday. On Sunday, the rain should be out and the clouds should begin to clear. High Sunday, low 60s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, we will do that. 65 degrees right now. We're going to be cloudy throughout the night tonight. 54 for the low. Cloudy and mostly cloudy and some rain Saturday, especially Saturday night into Sunday. Is Alan timing that out, and skies clearing back up to start next week. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Our top local story today involving the son of Rebecca Jones. You may remember her as the fire department of health scientist, as well as a former candidate of Congressman Matt Gaetz. I should say opponent of Congressman Matt Gaetz. Her son pleading no contest this week to charges tied to threats made to Holly Navar Middle School. According to the PNJ, an agreement is expected to be reached for probation once a complete psychiatric evaluation is done. Jones on her TikTok says that all her son did was shared social media memes.
They came by, they spoke to us, they recorded all the interactions, and they said they just thought it was teenage stuff, you know, it was crude humor and political commentary and music, and that was protected speech. The state stepped in and overruled the police and decided to charge my son with felony threats of terrorism.
That allegation, obviously she is alluding to the governor as far as a retaliation to a whistleblower lawsuit that she had filed, made that claims back when this happened. According to the arrest report, however, there were specific messages, including, quote, "I want to shoot up the school," and, quote, "I always keep a knife on me, so maybe I'll just stab people," IDK, which is short for "I don't know." Also, after years of drama, the new District 1 Medical Examiner's office has been approved by all participating counties, Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton. Operations Manager Dan Shebler here.
People think criminal right away because that's what you see on TV, but that could be everything from a claim that supports an insurance filing to wrongful death suits. There are civil suits that go on. So the medical examiner's office is key in all of those situations to provide that determination of cause and manner. And sometimes it's just closure to the families, to explaining to the families how their loved one passed.
Shebler says despite criticism from at least one county commissioner in Santa Rosa County, they are not building a Taj Mahal. Says the plans only call for what's needed and necessary for all of District 1 and the four counties that they serve. And Pensacola making a top 10 list. This one, it's the 10 friendliest cities in the U.S., according to Condé Nast Traveler. The travel website recently released its Reader's Choice Awards, Pensacola landing number 8 on the list. Also on the website's best cities in the U.S. list, Pensacola number 8 on that as well. So very cool. Glad to see that we are living up to the reputation. And obviously, Austin and I have a lot to do with that.
Oh, yes. We've been sweethearts this entire time to everyone.
To everybody. 419, mm-hmm. We'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Gulf Coast businesses are estimated to lose over $100,000 to email scams. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the season of giving, but criminals know you are more likely to click a malicious link if it looks like a good deal. Be wary of all marketing emails, and your bank account will thank you. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Google Data Revolution Pensacola for more information.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, this is Darren Costello from Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fine Wine and Cheeses. We carry a wide variety of selections of meats, cheeses, and wines. If you're looking for some fine cuts of meats, ask Dale. Talk to Justin. Talk to Darren. We're here for you and your holiday needs. From turkeys and hams and cheeses and meats, we have it all. Looking to give back this season? Ask about the Kimberly Tower Foundation. Come in and talk to Christy Costello or Danielle.
Please be sure to stop in and visit us here at Costello's for all your holiday needs this season.
Happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a door frame. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawon'twait.com. That's gawon'twait.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 4:25 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. That's Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. Speaking of Davis Highway, that one, North Davis Highway has been giving us some noteworthy trouble so far this evening. If you are traveling southbound on North Davis towards Airport Boulevard, we've still got some backups in that area. Also, if you're traveling northbound on North Davis towards I-10 eastbound, maybe trying to get onto there, just past Creighton Road, you're going to still have some trouble over there as well. Traveling westbound on East Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street is still looking backed up at the moment. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound, around where it merges with North Palafox Street, that has since developed some congestion since we last spoke about the traffic. Pine Forest Road, still giving us a lot of issues, both north and southbound, but especially northbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road. If you're traveling north towards West 9 Mile, expect some heavy backups in that area. Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, that's got some issues as well. Other than that, and other than some splotchy congestion downtown here and there, it shouldn't be anything too severe in Pensacola itself. Moving to Santa Rosa County, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, that congestion has, if anything, only increased since we last covered it.
Clouds are moving back in for the weekend, and there's a good chance for rain. Overnight, it's lows in the 50s, high Saturday of about 60, with a rain chance that's high during the middle of the day, and that continues right on into Saturday night. The rain should be out on Sunday. The clouds will begin to clear. Sunday's highs, low 60s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now 65, 54, the overnight low tonight, mostly cloudy skies and a high surf advisory in effect through the weekend. Around the state of Florida today, five teenagers are facing felony charges following a brawl at Stoneman Douglas High School. Police say the suspects were caught on camera jumping a student and body slamming him into a parking lot earlier this week. I have seen the video. It is quite troubling. The body slam, I mean, landed right on his head. Lucky that he is going to be okay, both for obviously him and for the people involved in this. Mm-hmm. He told police that he had been harassed by the suspect for several days before the attack. A very troubling video.
Yes, and a Lake County prosecutor is pursuing the death penalty against a man accused of sexually abusing a child. 36-year-old Joseph Giampa was indicted by a grand jury this week, and State Attorney Bill Gleason says that the decision to pursue the death penalty reflects the gravity of the charges. This year, lawmakers passed a bill allowing the death penalty for those convicted of sexually battering children under 12 years old, and this is the first case of that under this new law.
Governor DeSantis is activating the National Guard this weekend as much of Florida is bracing for tropical storm-like conditions. Heavy rain, high winds, flooding, and dangerous surf are expected, mainly in the eastern parts of the state. Tornadoes are also possible as the storm sweeps across the state Saturday into Sunday and then moves to the northeast.
And Florida law enforcement agencies are launching another Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over campaign. Attorney General Ashley Moody says that last December there were almost 160 deadly crashes across Florida. The safety campaign will run now through New Year's Day.
National news today, the U.S. Supreme Court is declining to block Illinois' assault weapons ban. Justice Amy Coney Barrett denied an emergency request for an injunction. A similar request was denied by the court back in May. This law was passed earlier this year in response to the deadly mass shooting at Highland Park's 2022 July 4th parade.
And the Senate has approved back pay for senior military officers who had their promotions held up for months by Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. The bill passed unanimously Thursday and will still require House approval when lawmakers return from the holiday break. Tuberville held up promotions for 10 months in protest of a Defense Department policy allowing service members travel reimbursement for abortion care.
USPS says if you want items delivered by Christmas Day, you need to have them in the mail by tomorrow.
We've invested in our employees, training, infrastructure, transportation, new equipment. So we are good to go, and everything's looking very good.
And deadlines for priority mail start Monday and Tuesday for FedEx and UPS.
Jurors in Rudy Giuliani's defamation trial have awarded nearly $150 million to two Georgia election workers. It was determined that former President Donald Trump, his former lawyer, defamed the poll workers in 2020. Giuliani accused the workers of helping to steal the 2020 presidential election from Trump and was subsequently charged with spreading conspiracy theories about them.
A demolition date set for the house where four University of Idaho students were killed. Steve Gonsalves' daughter, Kaylee, was murdered in the house, said it's very important to the case.
The house is evidence, probably one of the biggest pieces of evidence.
Brian Koberger's attorneys were given access to the home to take pictures, measurements, and possibly drone video. Back in October, the FBI did a scan on the house that will be used to create visual aids for the trial. Demolition starts December 28th. A date for the trial has not been set. And a recap of our top three stories today. Israeli forces are apologizing for mistakenly killing three Israeli hostages that were held by Hamas. Troops opened fire on the hostages during a battle in northern Gaza after accidentally deeming them to be a threat. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that the Senate is delaying its holiday break to work on an immigration deal. And negotiators from both Republicans and Democrats will be working through the weekend. And in light of those accidental killings of hostages, the U.S. wants to see results on Israel's intent to avoid civilian deaths. The Biden administration has informed Israel that it wants it to end the large-scale ground campaign in the region. That's our top three stories today on a Friday, December 15th. Fox News Update is coming up, and we're back with a busy weekend in the world of sports. Mm-hmm. Stick around. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Tom Regani. A jury has awarded $148 million in damages today to a pair of former Georgia election workers who sued Rudy Giuliani for defamation over lies he spread about them in 2020. Fox's Jonathan Suri reports.
Those workers, Shay Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, were seeking these damages against the former Trump lawyer. They say Giuliani's false accusations of ballot tampering in Georgia's 2020 presidential election subjected them to death threats and racial insults.
Giuliani had already been found liable in the case. Tragedy for the Israeli military today.
We learned that in the confusion of war, Israeli soldiers accidentally killed three Israeli hostages, believing they were Hamas terrorists. It's believed that they were running and trying to escape.
It's Fox's Nate Foy. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Optimism about potential interest rate cuts in the first half of 2024 is fading. New York Federal Reserve President John Williams said today that the central bank is not discussing rate cuts just yet. Interviewed on CNBC's Squawk Box, Williams said officials are instead focused on what Chairman Jerome Powell has said is the primary goal for now, ensuring that annual inflation gets down to 2%. Stocks ended mostly higher today, closing out a seven straight weekly advance. The S&P 500 was virtually flat, while the Dow Industrials edged up 56 points to notch another fresh closing high. General Motors will cut more than 1,300 jobs at two auto plants in Michigan effective January 1st. The automaker will lay off 945 workers at its Lake Orion facility and 369 at its Lansing Grand River Assembly stamping plant. The Lake Orion facility assembles the electric Chevrolet Bolt, which will cease production at the end of the year. That's Your Money Now.
This is Rocky Mosal with International Star Registry. Over the past 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star and give the ultimate Christmas gift. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333 to give the brightest gift. That's 800-282-3333.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
'Twas the yikes before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring. Except Larry. See, the stockings weren't hung by the chimney with care, 'cause Larry's wallet was empty with no time to spare. So he went to Jackson Hewitt for a holiday loan, got money so fast he rejoiced and went home. Avoid the yikes before Christmas. Go to Jackson Hewitt before it's too late. Get up to $1,000 fast, minus the wait.
Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gale with the CBS Sports Minute, paid for by NHTSA. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Brandon Staley should have been fired after blowing a 27-point playoff lead to the Jaguars. Instead, they waited until today, when everyone already knew for at least a year that Staley wasn't the right guy to lead Los Angeles. Since October, I've been saying Bill Belichick should be the next Chargers coach. If Dean Spanos actually cares about his team, he gives the Pats the picks and pays the necessary cash to land the hoodie. I'm Zach Gale.
Two hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even think it grows.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. We've got a lot of congestion still on Pine Forest Road, traveling both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road. So if you are in that area, be aware of that. Also, if you are traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard, traveling near, I believe that is East 10 Mile Road, and also if you are traveling to, near where it becomes, or it merges with North Palafox Street, rather. If you are in that area, that is still looking rather backed up at the moment. East Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, still giving us some trouble as well. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, and traveling northbound on North Davis Highway itself, just past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10. We've got some issues in those areas also. Last big one in Pensacola right now is if you are traveling southbound on North Davis towards the intersection with Olive Road. That's still going to give you some issues. Moving over to Santa Rosa County, the big one right now is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to get over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton, we've still got some issues there as well.
All right, thank you very much, Austin. Channel 3 First Warning Weather.
Clouds are moving back in the skies tonight. Overnight lows will be in the 50s. We've got a good chance for rain on Saturday. Look for showers and maybe a thunderstorm. That's going to be mainly during the afternoon hours right on into Saturday night. So off and on, rain is expected. High of about 60 on Saturday. On Sunday, the rain should be out and the clouds should begin to clear. High Sunday, low 60s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 65 degrees right now. Overnight, cloudy, 54 for the low. Right before we get to sports update, just got this from the Pensacola International Airport. Of course, much been made regarding parking or a lack thereof, and especially with the last holiday, Thanksgiving, the airport actually was putting out notices that to encourage people to use ride-sharing, taxis, friends and family to drop them off because parking was at a premium. Well, for the Christmas travel season, the airport is going to be adding some temporary spots here. The airport says they'll be converting the employee parking lot north of the terminal to public parking starting tomorrow. That will add 187 spaces. In addition to that lot, 226 spaces will be added to economy lot 1 on a temporary basis, bringing the total of new spaces to 413 for the next 2 weeks. As far as the special holiday lot is concerned, it's priced at a flat rate of $40. Vehicles must be removed by Monday, January 8th. The lot will then be modified and converted to a standard surface lot and subject to an hourly daily rate. So airport doing what they can to add more parking in what is sure to be a record-breaking travel season here for Pensacola International Airport, as pretty much every weekend and month is now. Austin, what's happening in the world of sports today?
Well, this one happened last night and kind of bled into today. Last night we were talking about the Chargers and Raiders.
That's right.
Thursday Night Football, and we thought, man, it's going to be a snooze fest.
Snooze fest.
It wasn't overly competitive. But
it
that
was
doesn't
not mean, overly competitive
but,
at all.
But that doesn't mean that it wasn't entertaining. If you didn't see it, the final was 63-21 Raiders.
Mind
you,
was it at halftime? 49?
It was, yeah, I think
49
it may have been.
49 zip?
It was something like that. And the thing is, mind you, the Raiders were being led by a rookie QB, Aiden O'Connell. No one outside of Purdue University knows that young man's name. And Josh Jacobs, who you said he was missing as well, right?
Right, he was out.
Yeah, so their running back was gone. And this is something that's interesting. If you take away every single offensive touchdown the Raiders had, you just put their defense out there for four quarters. The final's 21-14. It's a tight game. My goodness. I was prepared last night to say, man, what's Brandon Staley still doing employed? Well, the Chargers got out ahead of me on that. They have canned both head coach Brandon Staley and general manager Tom Telesco. They went the extra mile there. Giff Smith and JoJo Wooden are taking the interim positions until further notice. How about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, at any point, if you would have told me at any point between last January when the Chargers blew a 27-point lead to the Jaguars up until halftime last night, I would have said, at any point you want to fire Staley is fine with me. So the fact that it came this long, I mean, it was clearly a team that quit there. Full slate of NFL starting the Saturday games tomorrow.
Yes.
So we've got a triple header. Your Steelers taking on the Colts, Vikings, Bengals, Broncos, Lions. That should be a good one, actually. The Broncos, Lions, definitely a sneaky good game. Biggest game of the weekend's in Buffalo. The Bills looking to beat the Chiefs and Cowboys back-to-back weeks at home there. And a good Sunday night game as well. The Ravens taking on the Jaguars in Jacksonville. Also, if you're into the I don't know if random's the right word, but just the just watching college football bowl games for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They start tomorrow. We've got a total of six. You said there was one matchup. I think it's Cal-Texas Tech is the only Power 5 matchup there.
Yeah.
That's the Independence Bowl tomorrow night, looks like.
Yeah, I listed the biggest games here. There are a couple others, like the Raging Cajuns, I think, take on Jacksonville State and all that. But these are like winning teams, some conference champs here.
Yeah.
So on ABC, yes, the Cure Bowl will kick off at 2:30. That's between the 11-2 MAC champs, Miami of Ohio, and 8-5 Appalachian State. After that, it's the L.A. Bowl between 7-5 UCLA and 8-5 Mountain West champ Boise State at 6:30. And, yes, on ESPN, New Mexico Bowl between 10-4 New Mexico State. That might be a top-five season they've ever had. And 8-4 Fresno State face-off at 4:45, followed by the Independence Bowl between, Joe, as you said, Cal and Texas Tech. Both are 6-6, but that's the only Power 5 v Power 5 action we're going to see on the weekend. That's at 8:15.
Yeah, and also in sports tonight, NBA got a doubleheader, the Lakers and the Spurs, which we should have tonight. What we never got, if you're kind of in my generation, we never got to see Michael and LeBron on the court together in an NBA game. So if they're right about Victor Wembanyama, we get LeBron and Victor, and then Wembanyama kind of takes over the league over the next 20 years. That's obviously what we hope for there. Knicks and Suns, the nightcap starting at 9 o'clock there. A big basketball game, 5 versus 10. UConn, the defending champs, taking on Gonzaga. That's at 9 o'clock on ESPN2 tonight as well.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff there. Right before we move on to health, business, and science notes, we'll get another check of the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. Yes, looking at traffic here in Pensacola, if you're traveling on Pine Forest Road heading northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, that is looking heavily backed up at the moment. We're also dealing with spurts of congestion on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound. If you are traveling towards the intersection with West Detroit Boulevard and traveling further north towards East 10 Mile Road, or West 10 Mile Road, rather, that's going to give you some issues. So Pensacola Boulevard having some trouble at the moment. East Burgess Road traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. That's going to give you some issues as well. Lastly, the big hitter in Pensacola, the intersection of Olive Road and North Davis Highway is looking backed up in a couple of spots at this time. And Mobile Highway, if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, we've got some issues there as well. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, this is the last one overall. I mean, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton, that is still backed up.
All right. Thank you very much. Health, business, and science notes here. Actually, nope, I changed my mind. How about we get a check of the weather first? get too carried away. 65 degrees right now. We'll have 54, cloudy tonight. Best chance of rain's going to be tomorrow night. Throughout the day, we should see mostly cloud cover. 62 for a high, 54 tomorrow night. So not too much variance in terms of temperatures. Sunshine's going to reappear on Sunday. Once the rain moves out, should get up to around 64 degrees, 43 on Sunday night. And then we're cooling back down into the low 60s with overnight temperatures into the 30s to start off the Christmas week there. So that's a look at what's coming up here in terms of the weather. Health, business, and science. Federal automobile regulators say they've taken the first step towards making technology that prevents drunk and impaired driving in new cars. It's still in the preliminary stages, but according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, regulators will be allowed to collect information about the current state of tech used to detect and prevent impaired driving. Then they'll figure out if it could be implemented nationwide. Some tech in development includes breath and touch sensors to detect whether somebody drank alcohol, as well as cameras that can monitor a person's eye movements to tell if they're inhibited. So, obviously we've talked on occasion about the future of cars and, you know, obviously electric and things like that, but what if it becomes standard where your car has sensors?
Yeah.
That for smell and eyes that can say, nope, you can't drive right now.
Well, that's the thing. What dictates inhibited eyes?
Like, bloodshot, I guess, like redness. Like maybe there's...
What if you're tired?
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, inflation is on track to hit the 2% Federal Reserve target in 2024. That's according to a Congressional Budget Office forecast that predicts annual inflation will continue its downward trend from this year's nearly 3% average to 2.1% next year. It points to softer labor markets and slower increases in rents.
Yeah, also a weight loss drug that's seemingly everywhere these days has a dark side. Michael Board reporting from Texas.
It's called Ozempic, and even Oprah is on it. As its popularity grows, so do a surge in overdoses. Dr. Sean Varney, who heads the South Texas Poison Center, says some of this is from people who think if a little of the medication is good, then a lot is even better.
And that is not the case, because there's always a point on the curve where, you know, now you're into the danger territory.
There were 500 overdoses in his state this year, 3,000 nationwide. The symptoms bad enough to send some to the hospital. I'm Michael Board.
Yeah, very cool there. Oh, well, I shouldn't say very cool. Noah says it's pretty much a done deal that 2023 will go down as the hottest year on record. The agency's National Centers for Environmental Information is showing a greater than 99% chance of beating the current record that was set back in 2016.
And cinnamon applesauce pouches with lead contamination that sickened many children may have been an intentional act. I remember the story. An FDA official told Politico the agency is still investigating the issue, but so far it seems someone in the supply chain purposefully contaminated the pouches. There were at least 65 reports of illnesses linked to the puree pouches sold under the Wanabana, Wells, and Schnucks brands. All children who saw effects were under 6 years old.
Pop culture notes today. Wonka, of course, that was in theaters for previews yesterday, making $3.5 million, on track to make more than $35 million in its first weekend in theaters.
And an HBO hit comedy series is ending after 12 seasons. The streaming service Max announced on Thursday that the final season of the Larry David series Curb Your Enthusiasm will return with 10 episodes. Season 12 premieres on February 4th.
Matthew Perry's cause of death revealed. Yesterday, the LA County Medical Examiner's Office reported that Perry died from the acute effects of ketamine. Ketamine is a drug used to treat depression. It can also be used recreationally. Officials determined Perry had taken ketamine infusion therapy for depression and anxiety about a week before his death.
Oh, wow. Deliberations are continuing today in the Jonathan Majors domestic violence assault trial. After closing arguments yesterday, jurors passed a note to the judge asking for a second look at a number of exhibits, including some of the video that's been central to the case. Lawyers on both sides have been arguing if Majors is being the aggressor or if the actor is defending himself against his former girlfriend.
4:50, we're back in just a moment with wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number one of Pensacola right now.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700. Hello, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. It really doesn't matter what time of year we're in. You don't want to have heating and air conditioning issues in your home, much less have to replace your comfort system. The good news is, if you happen to need a new system, we have tremendous promotions going on right now that can save you a ton of money. For a limited time, our high-efficiency systems have rebates up to $1,500 and income tax credits up to $2,000. And we're including a full 10-year parts and labor warranty valued at up to $2,900. So if you have to invest in a new system, the timing right now is perfect. Want more information? Call us.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call
857-4700. And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and on the Pensacola Morning News right now, well, guess what? I'm on vacation. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'll be back shortly. But in the meantime, I've got some really good, high-quality friends who are filling in for me. Anna Higgins, a great lawyer, works on life issues and lobbying. And Craig Heinzman, of course, with Marcus Baptist Church, a community outreach pastor. And also John Hutchinson, of course, formerly with Gulf Power and many other things since then. Their segments and also all of our prior stuff is available on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
No, it's Dave Cause Jazz.
Oh, all right.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit before 4:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather this hour. If you are traveling anywhere near the intersection with North Palafox Street and, more importantly, East Burgess Road, we've got some issues in that area still. Also, Pine Forest Road giving us a lot of issues, both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road. We were dealing with some issues at the intersection of Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway. That has seemingly lessened a good deal, so that's some good news for you there. The intersection of North Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard causing some congestion there at the moment. And if you're traveling southbound on North Davis, about where University Parkway merges on there towards Olive Road, we still have congestion in that area. Lastly, a lot of backups on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton in Santa Rosa County.
Clouds are moving back in for the weekend, and there's a good chance for rain. Overnight, it's lows in the 50s, high Saturday of about 60 with a rain chance that's high during the middle of the day, and that continues right on into Saturday night. The rain should be out on Sunday. The clouds will begin to clear. Sunday's highs, low 60s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 65 degrees right now, cloudy overnight tonight, 54 for the low, and Shouldn't be too bad. High surf advisory is in effect for the weekend, though, so be mindful there. Austin, I don't know if you know anybody who does this. My wife does.
Okay.
When they sneeze, they, like, hold it in, you know?
I've done that before.
Okay.
I don't exactly make a habit out of it.
I can't do that. Like, I just got to let it all out.
Really?
Let the chips or the, you know, the whatever fall where it may. But, you know, my wife will just do the thing where she just goes, you know, and just keeps it in, all right?
I've done that.
A guy in Scotland was driving on the freeway and had to sneeze. He decided, though, that he was going to take the extra step of actually pinching his nose and sneezed anyway. And because he did that, he ended up tearing a hole in his windpipe, which I did not know you could do.
I think I've actually heard this before, something like this. I mean,
yeah, so doctors say he didn't need surgery, thankfully, and it healed on its own within a few weeks. Doctors, though, do say it's never a good idea to try to hold in a sneeze like that. Could lead to ruptured eardrums, broken ribs, or even an aneurysm.
Yes.
Ugh.
And a Georgia teacher is accused of, get this, threatening to behead a Muslim student after she said his Israel flag offended her. The Houston County Sheriff's Office says that Benjamin Reese was arrested for terroristic threats last week. Reese is a seventh grade social studies teacher at Warner Robins Middle School, just over 100 miles south of Atlanta. He has since bonded out of jail. What is wrong?
I don't know.
A kid. That's a literal kid. And you're saying, hey,
molding young minds.
I'm going to cut your head off. What? What's wrong with people?
That's crazy. Somebody putting together a list of the 10 oddest Guinness World Records for 2023. At number one, the record was set for the most skips by a cat in 1 minute. The record is 9. Here's one that I know you'll appreciate. The loudest burp by a female, 107.3 decibels. And here is the record holder, kind of her secrets of how she does this.
What I do to prepare for a big burp is I just take deep breath in and try to manipulate that into something monstrous and magical.
Wow.
I'm swooning in here. Jay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm head over heels right now. My God.
Other favorites include the most spoons balanced on the body. That's 88. And most couples eating a single piece of spaghetti at the same time. Think Lady and the Tramp style.
Uh-huh.
The record, 463 pairs. So all of those records set in the year 2023.
That's nice.
Yeah. What's going on in good news?
All right. Well, good news here. Best-selling author James Patterson just gave $300,000 in Christmas bonuses to employees at independent bookstores around the U.S. 600 people got $500 each. They were all nominated by their boss or members of the community. James holds the record for most number one New York Times bestsellers. His books include Along Came a Spider, Kiss the Girls, and the Alex Cross series.
Also, congrats to UWF defensive lineman John McMullen. Today, he was named a first-team Division II All-American from the Conference Commissioners Association. Since he was also named to the AFCA and AP teams, he becomes the first unanimous first-team All-American in UWF program history.
Wow, how about
very
that?
Very cool, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, Dick Vitale announcing that he is cancer-free.
Yep.
Vitale, of course, a fixture behind the microphone, former college basketball coach, announced the news yesterday. He's been battling that for a long time, so great news there.